Welcome to Egyptian Mysticism Yesterday, A Course in Miracles Today, a 365-step journey to enlightenment, guided by Dr. Caroline Isis Fuqua.
Step 311. According to the law of mentalism, what I think or say a thing or situation is what it becomes for me. God saw what was originally thought about creation outpictured and said it was good. I have a tendency to look at what I make up and say it is anything but good. The problem with that is if I judge a thing as bad based on the law, it has to become bad. Shakespeare proves he knows the law when he has Hamlet say, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Today, I relinquish judgment and accept God's thought about creation instead of mine. Step 312. According to the ancients' use of the law of polarity, when I look toward the right end of the pole, I see the results of all of my faulty thinking and perception. And when looking toward the left end, I see the beauty of what God created. This makes correction simple. Putting what I made up about the world behind me, today I choose to be what God would have me be and see only that which God would have me see. Step 313. I have a choice to perceive the world as it was actually created, love-filled and sinless, or I can perceive the sinful, hate-filled world in which the ego is at home. Today, in my right mind, I choose to agree with God and give thanks that my true home and that of all my brothers and sisters is the holy, light-filled world we all share as the body of Christ, the collective Son of God. Step 314. In this game, it is necessary for me to wallow a while in the dark until my heart yearns for the light. During that time, I have no awareness of who I am, and mistakes are made that when I awaken, must be forgiven, so that I can emerge from that darkness with Christ consciousness. Unless I bring it into the present, the past is gone and can no longer affect me. Guilt holds me to the past until it is forgiven, which then releases me and allows me to stand in the present, free to experience God's will for my perfect happiness. Step 315. As there is only one life, the life that is God, only one mind, the mind that is God, and only one body, of which we are all cells, everything that any one of us does affects the whole. Today, I am mindful to contribute only that uplifts the whole, and I give thanks for every gift that comes to me from my brothers and sisters, especially when the gift is painful to the ego, but brings me closer to my higher self. Step 316. As, according to the law of consequences, everything that goes around comes around, I am conscious of the fact that if I don't want to receive it, I can't give it. And so today I choose to give gifts that not only uplift and empower others, but uplift and empower me as well. This way, I don't wonder about what might happen tomorrow, because the gifts I give today as they return to me will reveal that and bear witness to this truth. Step 317. Indeed, we are all cells in the body of God, and as with the physical body, every cell plays a part in the functioning of the whole. We know that the quality of our lives decreases as individual parts of our vehicles break down, and thus we can extrapolate that the whole process of life is uplifted as we each fulfill our divine purpose, which is simply to be and see only the magnificence of God. And this is my commitment for today. Step 318. In the beginning, God chose to extend spirit into form, or to turn the nominal into the phenomenal. I and everything that is the result of that choice. I am whole and complete, a perfect download of the divine. When I strive for accomplishment, it is but for who I already am that I am seeking. Today, I stand as the accomplished and allow God to be revealed through me. Step 319. In the phenomenon known as the 100th monkey, where when the 100th monkey accomplishes something, the whole species is transformed, adopting the new behavior, I choose to stand as one of the first of whatever number it takes to transform the human species and uplift the world. I am and have everything as the image and likeness of God, and today, all of my thoughts and actions bear witness to that. Step 320. Being the image and likeness of God means that I am omnipotent in my small universe. Because of that, what I will must be done. Today I will that only what is beneficial to the whole sonship is what I choose to will.